Chapter 4. Bottom-Up Design. When I was a senior in college, earning a degree in mechanical engineering, I was recruited by the Boeing Commercial Airplane Company to work on the 747. Rest assured that I was very well supervised. Like most human organizations, Boeing is organized from the top down. The company was started by Bill Boeing himself. He hired the people he wanted and assigned them to desks and drawing boards, organizing his business in top-down fashion. To this day, Boeing has a top-down structure headed by a CEO, a president, a board of directors, and a chairman of the board. It's an arrangement familiar to anyone who has worked for or with a large corporation. It's also a big reason for a lot of popular misconceptions about the process of evolution. In top-down organizations, everything follows a chain of command. At work, you might have an organization chart, an org chart, that shows this chain. The boss at the top, a layer of managers beneath her or him, a layer below those middle managers, including shop foremen, team leaders, and entry-level employees. The same pattern plays out in other kinds of hierarchical groups. If you're a student, you can pretty much count on there being a principal or president and a vice or assistant principal at the school. Universities are loaded with presidents, deans, department chairs, ombudsmen, professors, and teaching assistants. Nature follows an organizational scheme too, but one that's stunningly different from ours, and that's where the confusion can creep in. Humans like to organize things from the top down. Many of us reasonably assume everything is organized that way. But nature works the other way around. In the natural scheme of things, changes made in the past are the only things that determine whether or not any feature of the organization is retained in the future. There's no planning. If there were a day-to-day manager of nature, he or she would have a cushy gig, because he or she wouldn't have to do anything. Nature is self-organizing. That's another way of defining evolution. Nature builds ecosystems in all of their complex glory from the bottom up. Looking at nature with humans' top-down perspective can create a mistaken sense of intentional design. I'll show you what I mean. Let's say you've started a business, and your organization is successful enough that you are able to hire a few people. Your business grows, and as it does, it gets more complicated and requires more energy. More computers are needed, more phones are needed.